structures stretched away in an immense semicircle to the ends of the plain, so many men that it was quite impossible to tell one from another, and more were grouped far away among the trees. The figures of these soldiers, in both foreground and rear, were bathed in a strange half-light that outlined leggings and boots and picked out the curves of bent shoulders and the napes of necks. This light charged the entire picture with an indescribable sense of grief. From these men, there emanated a tangible emotion that broke in a wave against the small white altar, the flowers, the cenotaph in their midst. From this enormous mass stretching to the edge of the plain, a single thought, beyond all power of human expression, bore down like a great heavy ring of iron on the center. Both its age and its sepia ink tinged the photograph with an atmosphere of infinite poignance. Kiyoaki was 18. Nothing in the household where he had been born would account for his being so sensitive, so prone to melancholy. One would have been hard-pressed to find, in that rambling house built on high ground near Shibuya, anyone who in any way shared his sensibilities. It was an old samurai family, but Kiyoaki's father, Marquis Matsugae, embarrassed by the humble position his forebears had occupied as recently as the end of the shogunate 50 years before, had sent the boy, still a very small child, to be brought up in the household of a court nobleman. Had he not done so, Kiyoaki would probably not have developed into so sensitive a young man. Marquis Matsugae's residence occupied a large tract of land beyond Shibuya, on the outskirts of Tokyo. The many buildings spread out over 100 acres, their roofs rising in an exciting counterpoise. The main house was of Japanese architecture, but in the corner of the park stood an imposing Western-style house designed by an Englishman. It was said to be one of 4 residences in Japan, Marshal Oyama's was the first, that one might enter without removing one's outdoor shoes. In the middle of the park, a large pond spread out against the backdrop of a hill covered with maples. The pond was big enough to boat on. It had an island in the middle, water lilies in flower, and even water shields that could be picked for the kitchen. The drawing room of the main house faced the pond, as did the banqueting room of the western house. Some 200 stone lanterns were scattered at random along the banks and on the island, which also boasted 3 cranes made out of cast iron, 2 stretching their long necks to the sky and the other with its head bent low. Water sprang from its source at the crest of the maple hill and descended the slopes in several falls. The stream then passed beneath a stone bridge and dropped into a pool that was shaded by red rocks from the island of Sado before flowing into the pond at a spot where, in season, a patch of lovely irises bloomed. The pond was stocked both with carp and winter crucian. Twice a year, the Marquis allowed schoolchildren to come there on picnics. When Kiyoaki was a child, the servants had frightened him with stories about the snapping turtles. Long ago, when his grandfather was ill, a friend had presented him with 100 of these turtles in the hope that their meat would rebuild his strength. Released into the pond, they had bred rapidly. Once a snapping turtle got your finger in its beak, the servants told Kiyoaki, that was the end of it. There were several pavilions used for the tea ceremony and also a large billiard room. Behind the main house, wild yams grew thick in the grounds, and there was a grove of cypresses planted by Kiyoaki's grandfather and intersected by 2 paths. One led to the rear gate, the other climbed a small hill to the plateau at its top where a shrine stood at one corner of a wide expanse of grass. This was where his grandfather and 2 uncles were enshrined. The steps, lanterns, and torii, all stone, were traditional, but on either side of the steps, in place of the usual lion dogs, a pair of cannon shells from the Russo-Japanese War had been painted white and set in the ground. Somewhat lower down, there was